We're starting another week of this Nisoyan that we're going through. Somebody told me that in the beginning it was so clear we have no one to rely on other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he told me that as time goes on it's harder and harder for him. And I felt bad for the person because the goal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in these situations is the exact opposite. The starting point is we see we have no one to rely on, which is something that is can cause fear. But our maskana, the result of that is to realize that there's nobody other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rely on. And that's the way we saw, that's what we have seen over this period of time. The different forces that seem to be protecting us are not reliable. And what we are trying to do and what Hashem wants us to do in this period of time is to build up more our appreciation of the fact that Hashem is with us every second of our lives. And not just in our lives, in the entire history of Klal Yisrael, Hashem is with us from the beginning to the end. We are the only eternal nation. We are His chosen nation. Einu Hashem El Yireyev. Hashem has a special Hashkocha over Klal Yisrael, they have Yiru Shemayim. Hashem Hashem is called Oyavav. He watches over all of us who love Him. And this is the time we should pay more attention and be more thankful to the things we took for granted. And by doing so, as time goes on, we'll get stronger and stronger. Because we're having a clearer picture how Bemet, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for us. Kamuvan, it's an avodah, but if Hashem gave it to us, we can handle it. And the stronger we get, the closer we're getting to the Yeshua and to our Shleimus. It's a beautiful pasuk in Perek Chof Aleph of Tehillim. Ki ha-melech poiteach b'Hashem. The king puts his trust in Hashem, he relies on Hashem. Hu b'chesed elyon. And the tremendous chesed coming from above, b'al yimot. So that he will never fall down. He will remain forever. David HaMelech is describing what a Jewish melech, a Jewish king looks like. And each one of us is a king over our surroundings, the people that Hashem put in our responsibility. What does a Jewish king do? Boiteach b'Hashem. It's an interesting thing. The Sefer of Talmud Torah from the Ramak talks about how a person should emulate the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we talked about the midah of Malchus. One would think, someone has to be powerful and strong. And he says, the midah of Malchus is to feel I have nothing of my own. I'm like a poor person. David HaMelech in various places says about that I'm like an oni, I'm like a tolas, I'm like a worm even. That is the malchus that a Jewish person has to have, which means that if I think that I'm in power, that I'm limiting myself tremendously. If I realize the midah of malchus is a midah that looks up and looks down. It looks up, and the melech looks up and says, where's the source of my energy? It's from above, the unlimited greatness and chesed and rachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then with that, he's empowered. I have the koyach of the chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now I'm going to use that to look down at those around me and help all those around me. That is the midas of Malchus. That's what David HaMelech is saying. Gemel poiteach b'Hashem. He puts his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's constantly focusing on how much he's getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's nogea to each one of us in a household, whether it be a parent or spouse, or even we're by yourself. But we have a position, every Jew has a position to be mashpia, to affect others in a positive way. And that's where we have to look. If we look at ourselves, sometimes we feel strong, sometimes we feel weak. The right way to look at ourselves is, Shani la'atzmi mo'ani, I have nothing of my own. But then I look up. Oh, I have so much unlimited power, unlimited koyach, unlimited ability to do good, coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now use that and take what I have received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give it to the others around me, whether it be words of chizuk or just a compliment making them feel good, or if there's some physical needs they need to be taken care of, to do our best to take care of them. That is the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. U'b'chesed elyon bal yimot. And one looks at himself in such a fashion that I'm always receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he's zeichet to something called the chesed elyon. The lofty chesed of Hashem. This is nogeta, something we say three times a day. In the Shemoneh Esrei we say, Hokel ha-godol ha-gibo va-noira, the God who is great, powerful, awesome. And then we say, Kel Elyon, Goyim HaChasodim Tovim. We spoke in the past about the Godel Gibor HaNoira, the Godel is constant goodness of Hashem. Gibor is the other way around. When there's a Midas Adin in the world, Hashem is holding back. He wants to give only goodness to us. But at times he holds back and leaves room for the evil to sprout forth, as we've seen in the past weeks. Tremendous amount of evil in our country, all over the world, anti-Semitism. That Gibor, he's holding back because he knows it's for our benefit. We need to be shaken up to bring ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring the world closer to its final goal. Together with that Noira, the meat of Noira, that Hashem is watching over us. Even that at the time that he's holding back, he plants an innate fear in the hearts of the goyim, that they don't care at what they really want to do. And that's what keeps Klal Yisrael going. So the Midah of Noira is recognizing even Golas Hashem is protecting us. Then afterwards, Kel Elyon says in a old great sefer called Shari Oira, Elokim we know is Midas Hadin, but Kel is a Midah of Hashem which is above all the Midas Hadin. And it's pure Rachmim. It's such a high point of Kedusha that no matter what we do, that Rachman remains intact. It doesn't make a difference what aver we do, what punishment we deserve. There's always in the deeper, higher, whatever you want to call it, atmosphere, spiritual atmosphere of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is Kel, it's pure Chesed Rachman. So that we say that even though we see we're going through the Giba of Anoira, we're going through Golas, and there are trying, challenging situations, then one can say, where's my salvation going to come from? Where's Hashem? Chas v'sholem. Ezri Hashem. We know that my salvation from Hashem. And we know there's a point up there that is pure chesed v'rachamim, making sure we as a nation survive, and as many of us that can survive, will survive. And we always see together with the horrible things that are happening, the tremendous hashgacha of so many individuals that survived and are surviving against all odds. Bal yimot. We should never fall. This is referring to the eternal nature of Klal Yisrael. This is what David HaMelech is teaching us. He was a king, the most powerful king in the country, and we have to emulate his mahalach of how to be a real king. The king first looks up and says, wow, tefillah la'oni, I have nothing of my own, but I have so much from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That gives us the koyach to look down afterwards and benefit all those around us with our words, with our tefillahs, with our ma'asim tovim, with our actions. But Deach Hashem, if I have that bigger picture of what's going around me, and I see the met, there's a world guided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can rely on Hashem. And that connects me to this chesed elyon, the kel elyon, that kel that's above all the evil in the world, all the midas adinim in the world, and it's just pure chesed v'rachmim. That's what continues Shemoneh Esrei. We say, kel elyon, goyim v'chasodim tovim. From that kel elyon, that midah chasodim v'kodesh Baruch Hu emanates, the chasodim tovim that Hashem does. V'zeh chastei ovos, may be goyil v'nei v'neim. And that gives us a connection to ovos HaKadoshim. There's chuyos, even if we don't have, we have there's chuyos. And maybe Goel brings the eventual Gula to Klal Yisrael. Should be zeichet to feel always we're part of this eternal bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's appreciate it more. Let it give us more peace of mind, feeling a bitochen, and may it give us a connection to the Kel Elyon, Goyim Chasodim Toivim, Zeruch Azdei Ovois, and the soon, maybe Goyel, Livnei, Nehem, Leman, Shemoi, Be'avod, the Gulu, which should see them here remain.